afternoon, it's 5:06 and 83 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers. Maysville Community and Technical College is part of a program to strengthen STEM education. COVID vaccinations are up in the region. Round County officials expect to move into the red for positive COVID cases this week. Some parents are asking for increased COVID precautions. COVID victims in Kentucky were 2 times more likely to be reinfected if they were not vaccinated. University students are reacting to new mask rules and protocols. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening with a low around 68 degrees. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. Maysville Community and Technical College is among a select few institutions to be selected to take part in a project to strengthen STEM education. Project Vision is supported by the National Science Foundation. The goal of the 5-year project is to catalyze submissions of proposals from 45 2-year colleges not previously associated with Division of Undergraduate Education programs. Russ Ward is the interim president of MCTC. He discussed the matter during the August Moorhead Rowan County Chamber of Commerce luncheon.
This is a big honor for us. We're the only school in Kentucky, community college-wise, that has this distinction. So when you think about, there's 10,000 community colleges, I think, down in the United States. Only 13 were selected, and you got one here. So we're very proud about that.
Ward says the college will be working with the National Science Foundation over the next year to develop new programs for students in STEM programs. He says this will allow for students to be even more prepared as they move on to 4-year institutions. Health officials are continuing to report an increased rate for COVID-19 vaccination. The news comes as the number of infections more than doubled in the Gateway District in a week. The Health Department district includes Bath, Elliott, Menifee, Morgan, and Rowan counties. 49 new cases of the virus were reported there July 29th. The update Thursday reported 128 new cases, with Elliott and Menifee now in the red designation. Still, District Public Health Director Gregory Brewer is seeing signs of hope, saying more people are continuing to get their vaccine.
A lot of that's due to the age and school children. School is on everybody's radar right now, and vaccinations of those kids 12 and up, and I think that's a lot of it, that they're being vaccinated. That's helping. We can get it. Whenever we get a call for that, or we absolutely make it available.
Brewer reiterates a majority of those hospitalized with the virus currently have not been vaccinated. He says the random samplings also lead his department to believe a majority of the cases in the area are the result of the Delta variant. With 37 new positive COVID-19 cases last week, officials in Rowan County are expecting to move into the red zone this week. The community has a 42% vaccination rate, but the Delta variant has been causing breakthrough cases throughout the region. Judge Executive Harry Clark says he expects to see an increase because the county is one of just a handful in the region not currently in the red.
Carter County is off the charts. So is Lewis County and Fleming County. So the numbers are, it's proving out that the numbers are continuing to rise at a very rapid rate. So my concern is, with 42% vaccination rate, it's not going to get any better. We're just going to make a circle.
Clark updates the community dashboard each Thursday on his Facebook page. He's encouraging all residents to get vaccinated as soon as possible. Parents, students, educators, and the medical community are all concerned for the new school year as the Delta variant continues to spread. Officials say the variant is more contagious and children are a bigger target, especially ones who are not vaccinated. Parent Rachel Godby tells WKYT masking and getting the vaccine are a good idea.
My children enjoy daycare. They like to go. They have a great time there and learn a lot of things. So you kind of don't want to interrupt their routine a whole lot.
Officials say if a child is too young to be vaccine eligible, they should wear a mask and distance themselves to smaller groups. A growing number of children are getting COVID-19 due to the Delta variant being more contagious. Families are concerned as they prepare to send their children to school or daycare where masks are not being required. Dr. Scotty Day is a physician at Kentucky Children's Hospital. He tells WKYT if schools and centers do not follow proper protocol and vaccination rates do not increase, there will be another quarantine.
There'll be so many people out with the virus that they'll have to cancel, really breaking records of hospitalizations for children. You know, we've had children that have been on a ventilator for it.
Parents who support mask mandates in schools say they want Governor Andy Beshear to make formal recommendations for wearing masks in daycare centers. Kentuckians who contracted COVID-19 were more than two times as likely to be reinfected in May and June of 2021 if they were not vaccinated. That's according to a new report published by the Center for Disease Control. The study looked at residents who contracted COVID-19 in 2020, asking the question, are those who went on to get vaccinated less likely to catch COVID again? And the data suggests the answer is yes. The report released on Friday showed a significantly higher likelihood of reinfection among the unvaccinated group, lending support to the argument that full vaccination produces added protection against the virus. COVID patients who recovered but did not get the shot were 2.3 times more likely to find themselves battling the illness a second time in May and June. The report notes that the understanding of natural infection-derived immunity is still emerging, and further study is required to confirm the findings. The results run counter to statements made by Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, who was the first U.S. senator known to test positive for the coronavirus in March 2020. He has since declined to get vaccinated, arguing that natural immunity confers enough protection against COVID-19. Hospitals in eastern Kentucky are requiring their staff to be vaccinated. King's Daughters Medical Center and Appalachian Regional Healthcare are currently 2% shy of herd immunization. President and CEO of Kentucky Hospital Association, Nancy Galvani, tells WSAZ hospitals are safe and people should continue to seek treatment.
No one should be afraid to go to any hospital that hasn't mandated their staff be vaccinated. Hospitals are just at different points in time. I think we're going to see more hospitals move in that direction, but that's not to imply that one hospital is less safe than another.
Officials say vaccination requirements are not new. Most require numerous vaccines already. University of Kentucky students are returning to campus and reacting to the new mask protocols. All four-year public universities in Kentucky, including Morehead State, have the requirement in place due to the spike of the Delta variant. Sophomore resident assistant Ruby Jost tells LEX18 she appreciates the effort being made on campus.
I knew it was coming. People who are unvaccinated and who are our age are being like the most affected by the Delta variant, and we're the ones getting sent to the hospitals. And
students who are against the requirements say it's frustrating to see, especially when more of 70% of UK's campus community is vaccinated. Woodford County School District will not require masks in the building when classes begin. Officials say the county is in the red zone, but they feel confident going into the school year without a mandate. Superintendent Danny Adkins tells LEX18 he didn't take COVID-19 lightly last school year, and he's not about to take it lightly now.
Woodford County has one of the highest populations of vaccinated individuals in the state of Kentucky, if not the highest.
Adkins says the decision could change at any moment, depending on what happens in the future. We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Papa John's and the Patrick Center, Moorhead. Papa John's made-to-order specialty pizzas include The Works, Garden Fresh, Zesty Italian Trio, and Fiery Buffalo Chicken. Side item menu offers papadillas, chicken wings, garlic knots, and double chocolate chip brownies. Curbside pickup or delivery in Moorhead and Round County. Papa John's phone number is 784-3551 and online at papajohns.com.
Changes are coming to Lexington's sold-out Railbird Festival in light of the COVID-19 resurgence. WUKY's Josh James has details.
Attendees and staff at the major outdoor music festival will need more than a pass to get in. Friday, festival organizers unveiled stricter entry rules in an email to ticket holders, crews, and media, mandating that all will need to either provide a COVID-19 vaccination record or a printed negative COVID test obtained within 72 hours of the show. Unvaccinated patrons are expected to mask up for their entire time on site. Vaccinated patrons will not be required to wear masks outdoors. Showgoers are also expected to comply with Railbird's Fan Health Pledge, agreeing not to attend if they have tested positive, been exposed to a COVID-positive person, or traveled to international locations under travel or quarantine advisories 14 days prior. Anyone experiencing symptoms within 48 hours of the festival is also being asked not to go. Ticket holders who test positive or have COVID within the 14-day window are eligible for refunds. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
The micro school called Sphinx Academy in Lexington is changing the game for gifted and twice exceptional students. The academy is now nationally accredited, Kentucky certified, 8th through 12th grade school with 6 teachers and just 30 students. Yolanda Jones is a parent of 2 Sphinx Academy students. She tells LEX 18 the school has changed everything for her children.
This is a wonderful place for them to have someone listen to them. They can be in charge of their own journey, their own learning experience.
Sphinx Academy allows for experiential learning, mentoring, and self-directed learning. A new initiative called Bloom Kentucky is focused on statewide policy change to prevent and mitigate the impact of childhood adversity. Adverse childhood experiences are traumatic events that occur before the age of 18, such as physical or sexual abuse, substance use issues in the household, or having a parent in jail. Sarah Hemingway of the Marilyn and William Young Charitable Foundation in Owensboro says experiencing ACEs have lifelong effects on health, mental wellness, and the ability to function as an adult.
It compounds the issues that they already are facing, and it takes them twice as long, 3 times as long, to get back on track. And so we can't possibly do it by ourselves.
The latest data shows 22% of the kids in the Commonwealth have experienced at least 2 ACEs. Kentucky also has the highest rate of child victims of abuse and neglect in the nation for the 3rd year running, and more than 1 in 10 Kentucky children have had a parent separated from them due to incarceration, the 5th highest in the nation. Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tonight, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy skies with a low around 68. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms before 8 a.m., then showers likely and thunderstorms in the afternoon, partly sunny throughout the day with a high near 87. Tuesday night, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 3 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 71. And for your Wednesday, a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny skies throughout the day with high near 86. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Jonathan Burton, Hallie Adams, Ethan Jenkins, Keneally Roberts, Shamari Mosley, Wiley Tanner, Cassidy Stearman, and Josh James. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY, Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. Now back to All Things Considered.